Hello, welcome to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, Maggie Pugh, and welcome back to another episode of the Embodied Tarot. Each month, I'm going to go through one of the major arcana with you, and we'll go through the Fool's Journey together to start to embody the tarot cards, the major arcana, those archetypes, to awaken different parts within us, awaken our magic, and get back into the flow of things. You have the whole month to really embody this card. I'm going to explain to you what this card is all about and give you some journal questions to reflect on and build on to start to heal this part of yourself, to start to work with this part of yourself and awaken this part of yourself. We've already gone over the Fool, the very first card of the Major Arcana. I'll link that episode down below if you want to give it a listen and want to start the challenge from the very beginning but haven't had the chance yet. You also don't have to start at the beginning. You can start here. Maybe this is where you're meant to start. Maybe you found this episode first for a reason. But today we are looking at the second card in the Major Arcana lineup of the traditional Rider-Waite tarot deck, the Magician. So in today's episode, we'll just look at the Magician and we'll go over what it means. You can learn a little bit about tarot too, but if you don't want to learn about tarot, you're not ready to read, you don't think you ever will read, that's okay. This is also for self-development and spiritual awareness and healing these little parts within ourselves. The archetypes of the Major Arcana cards, which are the major figure cards in a tarot deck, they live within all of us. They're our journey as well. They're parts of our life that we follow when we enter a new chapter, when we're trying to call in something new. They're natural parts that happen in our life all the time. So you don't need to want to read tarot. You don't need to know anything about tarot to take something special away from today's episode. I'm a little under the weather. I'm a little sick. If I sound a little off or I sound a little stuffed up, that's just why. I'm just a little sick. But we're here. We're going to heal together. We're going to work together. And we're going to dive into some magic of the tarot together regardless. Regardless. I'm still excited to record today's episode. I might just be a little stuffy. So without further ado, let's just jump straight into the episode and see what this card, the Magician, is all about. Welcome to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, Maggie Pugh, tarot reader, spiritual coach, past life regression practitioner, and your personal spiritual hype girl. I'm here to help you break down your walls and practice the radical vulnerability you need to get to know your soul at its very core. This podcast will give you the guidance to change your fear into power and take those first steps on your ultimate journey to soul transformation. So take a deep breath and let's get mystical. So a little recap for what we've gone over so far. We've just talked about the Fool. We talked about how the Fool's journey is the journey through all of the 22 major arcana cards, from the Fool being zero to the World being number 21. It's this journey we take in our lives when we start something new into that end of that chapter of our lives. And the Magician is just that second step. So the Fool was all about innocence, beginnings, a little bit of naivety, and it's kind of like the body's start. It's like that innocent start where you just start moving forward, even if you don't really know what's to come about it yet. And now we move on to the Magician, which is the second step. And the Magician is all about the mind and getting clarity. So sometimes you start in a chapter and you don't really know what to expect yet. You don't really know what you want out of it, but you know this is a change that needs to happen. And you begin moving on this new chapter in your life, in this new journey. And the Magician is where you really start to get clarity. It's where things start to fall into place. You realize what your goals are, what you want out of this. You lose that naivety and that innocence a little bit as you start to make a plan. And this card really represents that you have all the tools you need for this journey. You're starting at the beginning, yes, but you are here for a reason. You're starting this for a reason. So you have all the tools already. It's just finding that clarity of what you want to do with everything that you have and where you want this path to go, how you want to navigate it. And it's also the manifestation card. For me, manifestation really hinges on clarity. You can do all the magical, special stuff you want, but if you don't have that crystal clear clarity on what it is you're calling in, what it is you want, you'll never be able to call it in because you're sending mixed signals. And that's what this card is all about. It's saying if you can get clear, you have everything you need. if you can gain that clarity, you have all the tools needed for this journey. You just have to have that clarity so you can move forwards with clarity. You can have a goal in mind. The Magician is all about manifestation. Whenever someone pulls this card, I say, get really clear, start doing manifesting routines because your manifestation power is doubled tenfold right now. It's magnified. When the Magician shows up in a reading, it's saying you are magnetic, you are powerful, you have magic within you. You just have to figure out how to use it. You just have to be intentional about your goals, about your magic, about your manifestation. So to awaken and to work and to embody this card, we're going to go forwards today and we're going to embody our magic. We're going to get a manifestation routine. We are going to get clear on what we want. What is it that you want? That's the very first question you need to ask yourself. The Magician asks you to put all fear aside, to be unrealistic, go huge with your dreams and ask yourself, what do I really want out of life? Be honest with yourself. Don't play small because the Magician knows you can have it all, but sometimes we water down our dreams. Sometimes we don't speak them aloud because we don't think we're capable. We don't think we're worthy, but this card is here to say, you have everything you need. You just need to get clear. You just have to finally admit it to yourself. It's a really cool card. I love pulling this card. It has that extra magic to it. It really is just telling you, you're worthy. Go for it. Go for it. It's really just the card to say, hey, you can have whatever you want out of life. And that's pretty special if you think about it. That's pretty freaking cool. So I love when the Magician comes up in a reading. I love its energy and I'm really excited to tap into it today. Before we look at the journal questions, I did give you a little bit of questions there that you can think about, which is kind of like just get some clarity. What actually is it that you want? But I also want to look at like the keywords and terms and the imagery around this card. If you do want to learn how to read and maybe it'll have a better understanding of what are some things that you need to work on. So with the key words and terms, if this is something you feel like you don't embody, I would really invite you to set an intention. What is your intention with this card that you're going to awaken? You don't have to do all of it. I would really, really push you to just pick one or two, but one is perfectly fine. And just start to actively awaken that part of yourself, actively step into that part. So the Magician is all about conscious awareness, taking action, your ability to manifest, magic, realizing your potential, focusing on a desire, standing in your knowledge, but not being naive enough to think that you have all the answers. So it's realizing that you're very knowledgeable, but also there's so much that you don't know. It's just your manifestation, your magnetism. So like I was saying, for example, you don't need to tap into all of this, but if you feel like you don't realize your own potential, that can be your intention for this month. If you feel like you are out of focus for what you want, maybe your intention this month needs to be focusing on a desire. Listen back to those if you need to and pick your intention. What trait of the Magician are you stepping into today? So now let's look at the imagery of the card. So I'm just looking at the traditional Rider-Waite deck. So if you want to look up a picture, if you know what it looks like, if you have a deck at home, feel free to pull one up and look at it. But it's just the typical Magician card. And when you look at the Magician, one of the first things you might see is there's an infinity symbol above his head. And that's that sign of you can have it all. It symbolizes the interconnectedness and the harmony of all things in this world. And it speaks on co-creation with the universe. It's saying we are all one. So if you work with the universe and you tell it what you want and you get into the energy and oneness with that energy of what it is you want, the universe will have no choice but to give it to you. And that's what manifestation is all about. It's about that co-creation. And that's what that infinite sign above the Magician's head means. It's that it's all available for you. You have infinite possibilities. You have infinite magic. You just need to tap into it. Another thing with the Magician is he's holding up that wand, the double-sided white wand, and that signifies a pure channel of divine wisdom and a clear channeling with the universe. Because it's double-tipped, it like works both ways. So the Magician not only connects with the divine above or higher realms or the universe or whatever by the wand pointing upwards and skywards, but it also serves as a conduit from above. It brings and it channels it down to earth and it brings the material and the energy of earth up to the divine. It's this divine channel through. There's also the table in front of the magician, and it has all of the elements of all the suits in the minor arcana of tarot. It has the pentacle, the cup, the wand, and the sword, showing that you have all the tools you need. You have all the elements with you, all the tools you need in order to create your dreams, to create the reality. It has all four suits in front of him to work with. You also have the table itself, which represents the four elements. If you look at the table, it's made of wood, which is earth. And then it also has three carvings on it: waves for water, flames for fire, and a dove for air. It has all the elements. He has all the suits, all the elements, everything at his disposal to create what he needs to. He just has to figure out how to use them to create what he wants, just that clarity. He also has the Ouroboros belt. I think that's how you say it. It's where the snake is like eating its own tail and it makes a circlet. And he's wearing that as a belt. And the Ouroboros symbolizes, it's like an alchemy symbol that expresses the unity of all things material and spiritual. It's saying no energy disappears, it just perpetually changes to form an internal cycle of deconstruction and recreation. And it's saying he holds that energy too, of destruction and recreation, where you have the ability to let go of what you don't want and create something new that's at his disposal. And that's something he's wearing. It's part of him. And it's part of you too when this card gets pulled. And then finally, we have the red roses, which are all around the magician. Last month, we talked about the fool who was holding the white rose, which symbolized that innocence and the naivety and all of that sort of pure intention. And we've moved now onto red roses. And the red roses symbolize that change between innocence and trust of the universe, and now creation for oneself. So before, the fool just trusted that he was following his intuition, that he was being led, and that he would be safe. And now this next step is moving beyond that blind eye and being like, I'm going to take control now. I'm going to work with the universe, and we're going to create something magical. It's that switch from innocence to creation, from subservience to creation, to control in a healthy way. So there's the breakdown of the symbolism and how this card works. If something spoke to you there, even if it wasn't about reading, but something spoke to you of like, I feel like I need to embody that. I feel like this needs to be part of my life. Maybe it's balancing with the elements. Maybe it's working with these tools to create something. Maybe it is that creation mode. Maybe channeling. You can get one of these items. You can get yourself some red roses. You can get yourself a two double-pointed wand at like a crystal shop or something, and just have this symbolism around. You can draw it, you can hang it up somewhere. Allow this symbolism to work with you, to speak with you. The magician is a magical card. And if you are really not sure what to take away from it, go listen to episode 15 of the podcast. If I remember to, I'll try and link it in the show notes. But listen to episode 15 and start creating a manifestation ritual for yourself, a manifestation routine for yourself. Number 15 is all about my manifestation routine, and maybe you can take some inspiration from that. So start with your manifesting routine. If you really don't know what is speaking to you, please, please, please just start a manifestation routine. I like these episodes. I feel like there's a lot of info about them, but they're also short and sweet. So now we're just going to end with the journal questions. I have four blocks here for you, so you can write them down now. I'm also going to put them in the show notes. So if you're driving or you're busy, don't feel like, oh my gosh, I need to get these down now. Return to them, and you don't have to do them all right away. You have the month. I'd really love it if you came along this journey with me. Tag me in your Instagram stories, please, and let me know you're doing it too. But take these for the month. Take your time with them. Build on them. Ask yourself them multiple times if you need to, but really take your time with them. There's no rush. You have the month. So let's just get right into them. Number one, if you had a magic potion that allowed you to become, do, or accomplish anything, what would it be for? Why do you want it? And how can you start getting it now? What's just one step? This will help you with that clarity, with that intention, with that focusing on a goal. And this one might be similar, but I would really encourage you to pick a different subject, a different thing. But this is if you had a magic wand, and could change one thing you disliked about your life, what would it be? What is it stopping you from changing it now? What would you need to do to shift your circumstances? Number three is, what is this feeling that you're hoping / assuming your future life will give you? How can you provide yourself with this feeling given your present circumstances, even if it's in a really small way? What do you need to do? And then finally, this card is all about co-creation with the universe. So I want you to just sit down and write a letter to the universe. Write "Dear Universe" on the top and write whatever you want. The universe is always listening, so write down anything you want to tell it. It could be joys and excitement, but it could also be frustrations and worries, and be the victim a little bit if you need to. And then just end it with thanking it for always being there for you, and take a moment to realize how divinely supported you really are. But you can't piss off the universe. So if you're mad about certain situations or you're frustrated about something, let it know so it can redirect. Get anything off your chest, good or bad, and move forwards with it. I like to not even read it back. I burn these, or sometimes I keep them and I read them a year later, but I don't want to reabsorb that energy once it's been put out. I like to do a big surrender and release, and I burn it, but only do that if you can do it safely, please. We don't want you to burn down a house or hurt yourself. But that's your final prompt, is to just write the universe a letter. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know I really did. I've been really inspired lately that I think I would love to do a tarot course to teach you all about the tarot. We're going to continue with this, obviously. This will be on for a while because it'll be every month. But I will very, very soon, you're hearing about it first. So maybe I'll put a waitlist down below if you want to get in to do a mini tarot course. I'm not sure what exactly it's going to look like, if it'll be just slight beginners or if it's going to be a more in-depth thing that you come to multiple lessons about. But if it's something that interests you and you'd like to learn how to read tarot from me and how to read the imagery and how to tell a story with it and how to have really impactful and magical readings, I'll put the waitlist down below so you can be the first to know. I haven't said anything about this anywhere else yet, so you're getting the firsthand scoop. So if you'd like to, go sign up for that below. And if you can, please give the podcast 5 stars and leave a little review. It means the world. It takes 2 seconds of your time, but it means everything to me. But with all that being said, I hope you have an amazing, amazing day, and I'll talk to you next week. And I'll see you next month for the High Priestess. Super magical there, super deeply spiritual. I'm excited to get into that one. All right, have a good day. Bye.